Melinda needs some help painting a floor, which is an unusual concept. What can we help you with?
Hi, I have a white tile floor in my kitchen, and I want to paint it.
Like a ceramic tile?
Yes.
Yeah, you
ceramic
can't do that.
Tile.
What's your net? What was your second idea, Melinda?
I don't know. I don't have a second idea. I've already bought the stuff. I thought I'm just going to go through and do
you
this.
You can't paint a tile floor.
I mean, you can try. Stick. It's not going to stay.
It won't.
No.
Even when you put polyurethane over it to steal it all?
No. We'll end up, put the paintbrush down and step away from the floor, okay?
Step back. Okay.
That's not the way to solve it. Let's talk about some other options, though, okay? Now, what don't you like about the floor?
It's white.
Okay. And how about the grout?
The grout's black.
Black, okay.
It's supposed to be, I'm sure, you know. I bought my money pit with a white tile floor, black grout.
Right, okay. And what color were you hoping to make it?
I was just going to go a tan, you know, a light off-white, you know, creamy color.
Why don't you think about this? Why don't you pick up a laminate floor?
Yeah.
A laminate floor is an easy floor to install. It's not terribly expensive.
It goes right on top.
It could look like stone. It could look like tile. It could look like hardwood. It could look like anything you want. There's thousands of different patterns now.
Now, I can lay that right on top of there.
Yep, mm-hmm. No attachment. It works. The weight of the product holds it in place. You may have to do a little bit of trimming against the wall, just with a little bit of quarter round molding or something like that, a little shoe molding. But other than that, it's a piece of cake to put in, and it looks great.
Well, that sounds like a plan.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Save your paintbrush for another project.
Yeah,
I will. I'll find something to do with it.
Good luck with that. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Man, that never would have stayed.
She wanted to paint the tile floor and then, because it might not stick, put polyurethane on top.
You know what? Desperate times call for desperate measures. You really can get so sick of something that you're like, that is an amazing idea. We worked on a house in Seattle for a $100 makeover where they kept running out of space to store all their clothes.
Right.
And their solution was, I'll just buy another shelf and attach it in random open space. So they just kept adding shelves. And then when they would get tired of colors, they would just paint around the shelving and the other space. So there was this mishmash of everything. You get to a point where you're like, I'll just try it.
You just
don't try it.
Yeah.
Take
a
moment.
Hopefully we gave Melinda a better solution.
I would think so.